The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Avad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Pei Beis, in the last shir that we're doing on Perek Yosef Espinoi, which is as well the beginning of Perek Kisei Adam, what we're doing is we're contrasting, we started in the previous year, Oisiv Ez Benayim Kisei Adam, where we saw from the opinion of Rebbe, Ro Rebbe Divrei, Ha Machmi, to consider Shchita Sheinu Ruya Shmo Shchita L'Gabi Oisiv Ez Benayim, and Shchita Sheinu Ruya Lav Shmei Shchita L'Gabi Kisei Adam. What we defined it as is that there's two parts of the Shchita, there's the Maisa Shchita per se, and then there's that which the Shchita creates, which is a heter in the meat, L'Gabi Achilo. Kisei Adam is a imperative, which is chal on the person when there's a heter achilo, and that's why shchita shein ruya legabi kisei Adam lav shmei shchita. Oisiv Ez Benayim is totally in the ma'aser shchita, and that's why a ma'aser shchita does aser shchekin l'lad, even where that ma'aser shchita was not a matir l'achilo, like peshchita shtreifa. Now, the truth of the matter is that when you learn the Gemara on Daf Pehe, it really rings true in the Gemara itself. The Gemara says, which the Gemara seems to say that it's all Talim Psukim. Like we said, the Machlokes is really Remain Reb Shimon. The reason why there's Chachomim mentioned over here in the Mishnah Pe Aleph and Pehe is only because that's the opinion of Rebbe, who worded the Halacha Lamaisa that way. B'shem Chachom, because usually the halacha is like Chachom, not the Das Yochit. But really the Machlokes remain Reb Shimon, and the Gemara says the Remeh learns out from Shchut Echutz. The Torah refers to Shchut Echutz as Shchita, somebody takes a carbon, and he shechts it outside the Azor. What's Chal? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The behemoth becomes also, becomes possible of carbon. Did you create a heter achila? Absolutely not. And the Gemara refers to that as Shchita. So what we see is that Shchita Shein Eruv, even though it does not create a heter achila, Shmei Shchita. Reb Shimon says you can't learn out of kachim goma chulin michulin veloy yolev shchitas chulin mikachim. And the Gemara says according to Reb Shimon you learn out tvoyach tovech v'hochin, which is a pasuk in Sefer Bereishis, that the ikur is the ikur is toluy in the heter achila. Tvoyach tovech v'hochin is talking about when a meal was prepared for Yosef and the brothers. The ikur is the preparation v'hochin of the meal. That's only in the context tvicha shchita. Same thing, same we have by Gneva, Tvicha Mechira refers to Shchita. In that sense, we see that Tvicha slash Shchita is only when it creates a Heter Achila. That's the Machlokes Yumein Reb Shimon. Let's delve into this a little bit. Shchita's Kochim is a little bit different than Shchita's Chulin. On the one hand, the Maisa Shchita of Shchitas Chulin is the same as Shchitas Kachim, to the point where the Gemara says that Shchitas Kachim is Kosher Bizar, Shchita Lav Aloidehi. And we explained Bishayti in the first parak that the Pshat that is that since the act of Shchita that was done is the same thing, that obviously that act is not an act that gets its Cheshivas when it's done by a Kohen. Malika, Kmitza, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zvika, any of the other acts in Beis HaMikdash only have a Shem Maisa Voido, only when they're done by a kohen. Mashenken shchitas chulin. Shchitas chulin, the act of the shchita is the act of making the animal die shaloi beteva, making the animal die al yedei shchita. That's what it is by kachem also. So that act is an act of significance even when it's done by a zar. Now, on the other hand, what's chal when you shecht the behemoth? When you shecht an animal, a regular animal, what's chal is that malutov, you have meat for a barbecue now. What's chal when you shecht the behemoth of kachim? It's chal that it becomes meat for a barbecue, because later on you can eat it. Like karbon shlomim, that the bailam can eat shnei yom v'lelech, no. What's chal is that it's a carbon. Ad kadei kach, the Gemara says, the heter achila is only mishulchan b'vayi kazochu. The heter to eat is based on the hierarchy of Hilchos Karbonos. The achilah of the carbon is not stam, you're allowed to eat the meat, you're allowed to eat it as a carbon, not regular meat. So what we have in kachim is a dichotomy, where as far as the maisa shchita is concerned, it's not a regular maisa avoida. It's not like any of the other maisa of kachim where it's a maisa avoida, because it's a maisa of shchita, which is a maisa that exists in chulunus, in the realm of choil, not only in kodesh. But as far as what's chal, By a behema, a regular behema, what's chal is a matir lachila. By kachim, what's chal is not a matir lachila. What's chal is a kedusha shem carbon, that it becomes a carbon to go alam mizbeach, to have the dam go on the mizbeach. Now let's go back to Rameh and Reb Shimon. What is Rameh telling us? Rameh says, I learn out that a maisa shchita is a maisa shchita. I learned that out of kachim. I hold misvara that the ikur of the dinim of shkita that are told you, oisiv es benoi, kisiyadam, that are dinim that are a toitso of shkita, are told in the maisa shkita. Where do I see definition of maisa shkita? In kachim. Like we said, kachim, the maisa shkita of kachim and the maisa shkita of kulim are one and the same. Shkita lav avoida. The maisa shkita of kachim is really existentially the maisa shkita of azor, the maisa shkita of kulim. So Meir says, I safely learn out kulim mi kachim. Shkutei chutz, I see, you don't need a heter achila. Reb Shimon says, no. Reb Shimon says, I understand, svara, that these dinim are totally in what's chal with the shkita. Oysev esminoi, kisi adam, are all dinim that the Torah was mechayiv as a result of the shkita creating boso shkuta. If that's true, I have to learn out of chulin, not of kachim. Kachim, there is no creation of boso shkuta of koil. This creation of Basar Kachim, that's something else. I have to learn out of the creation of Basar Shchut and Choyl. I learn out of Tvarech Tov and Vahochin. It means there's a Heter Achille Befoil by Trefa and so on. There is no Heter Achille Befoil. By me, that's not called Shchita to create an imperative of Machayiv of Oisiv Espinay and Kisedam. Like we said, Rebbe holds by one, and by the other. Perhaps once we understand this, we could explain something else that's puzzling in the Rambam. There are other cases where shchita she'enu ruya, shchita ruya are a nidoin. Prominently among them, Mishnah in Perek Meruba that discusses the issue of dalad vehei. Dalad vehei is a person shecht, a person steals, and to add insult to injury after he steals a behema, a balchai, his teveach or his moicher, the halach is that he's chayiv, a knas, shor v'seh, is chayiv dalad ohei. Now, that knas by tvicha is only if it's a proper shkita. If it's nisnab labiyodoi, that doesn't have a shame shkita, doesn't have a shame tvicha, and then the halach is that he's chayv only the keifa, and he's not chayv dal vehe. The question is, of course, whether a shkita that's a shkita strefa, where it's a proper shkita, but a maisa there is no heter achila, whether that has a din, of a maisa tvicha to be mechayv dal vehei. One example. Over there is also mefush in the Mishnah. A machleks tanoim, the same machleks we made in Reb Shimon. We have another case of chulin ba'azorah, where chulin was nishchat ba'azorah. It's not clear if it's a din deraisa derabonon, but the halacha is that a regular animal that was shechted by accident in the azorah, the halacha is that it becomes also bano. It's not a korban, obviously, but it's also bano. The question is, it was shechted by Zorah. What does that mean it was shechted? If it was shechted, and it's a shchita treifa, on the one hand, it is a shchita. What's a nafkamina, by the way? If it's a treifa, it's anyways also bakhilo. Nafkamina, like we said, like I know whether you could sell it. If it's not also banoso, it's a treifa, you could sell it. You can have an off from it. If it's also banoso, that's it. You cover, you have to get rid of it. Here we have a stira in the psak of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shchita paskins that chulin shenishchitu ba'azara is shchita shein eruya lav shmei shchita. And the Gabi dal vehei, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Gneva perek beis that shchita shein eruya shmei shchita and shchita strefa will be mechayiv, will carry with it the oinish of the knas of dal vehei. How we miyasha the Rambam, the kasha is asked by the Lecha Mishnah. Reb Kiva Eger, similar also to the Chassam Sofer, have an approach where they say that Be'etzem, the Rambam is paskening that Shchita She'ene Ru'uyo, let's say by Dal Vehe, Shchita She'ene Ru'uyo, Shmei Shchita. Paskening like Reb Meir. But, by Chulon She'ene Shchitu Ba'azoro, L'cho'ira, the Behemah is anyways also Ba'achila. Why is the Behemah also Ba'achila? Because it's a Trefa. If an animal is also, so then we have an imperative of Enis Lechalalis, and once something is also, it can't be also with another reason. Now, L'chaitz Bebas Achas. Kivega deals with that. Is it Bebas Achas? The Shchita Satrefa is, it already was Betchila Sashchita, and this is Basayva Shchita. Back and forth with Kivega, but Kivega's Chap is to say that the Issa Trefa is here. There's a problem in Enis Lechalalis. the Isser Hano can't be Chal on the Isser Achila. Ah, we have a cloud that wherever a second Isser is Chal on something that already was also, even though an Isser Chal Isser, but where it's Moisiv, a whole different element. So then the din is that the Isser is Yechal on the Isser. We should know over here, L'chor, the second Isser of Chul Shnushuk Bada Azorah is not only also Bachila, but it's also Bahano. He brings that the Rambam holds in Pirush HaMishnayis in Mesechus Krisus. We'll discuss the Mitzvah Hashem extensively in the Shir in the beginning of Per Anosha, that the Rambam holds there is no Isser Moisif when you Moisif an Isser Hano onto Achila. When the Isser Hano is Nitoisif onto Isser Achila, there is no Moisif. Now, it happens to be the Rambam says that over there, the Gabi Basa B'cholov. Basa B'cholov, the Torah clearly puts Echidus Hano v'Echidus Achila b'mashma, the Torah puts Hano and Achila together. Maybe over there only the Rambam said it. Maybe the Hano is a din for itself. It's like Kodshim, it's a Knas. Who says that's an added on to Achila where that's not considered an added? It's considered an extension of his Achila. That's A. B, the assumption that the Rambam paskins that Shechita She'ena Ruya Be'etzim Shmei Shechita L'Gabi Dalvei, where does that come from? C, where does the Rambam get this split from? It's a good Shechita Torah, but where does the Rambam get it from? Birshus, based on what we said before, I'd like to propose maybe an original approach. The Rambam has in front of him the Psak of Rebbe, where Rebbe paskins halacha l'maisa, that as far as the shayla of shchita she'ena ruya, shmei shchita, lav shmei shchita, it depends on how you define every din kishala atzmoy. Kisei Adam, the Rambam, understands the Psak of Rebbe to be based on an understanding, and that will be Mevusas Emetz Hashem, Imperi Kisei Adam, that Kisei Adam is an outgrowth, the imperative, what creates the Chalos Chi of Kisei Adam is the Heter Achila of the Bosa. Mashenkin Oisev Es Benoi has to do with the Maise Shchita. If it has to do with the Maise Shchita, so then the Maise Shchita is a Maise Shchita, but it has to do with the Heter Achila. A shchita that does not create a heter achila, because the shchita's treifa will not create a din of kisei adam. We explained before that that Rebbe, in the Gemara, when the Gemara says back and forth to Ramei, Reb Shimon learns out from Kodshim, Oisiv Es Benoi from Shchuta Chutz, Reb Shimon does not learn out. That's not stam, do you learn out of Kodshim, do you not? There's something very existential about the nidoi. The comparison between Shchitas Chulin and Shchitas Kodshim, we explained, is only insofar as the Maisa Shchita is concerned. As far as the Chalois Heter is concerned, what's Chal? Adrabah, it's Chal that it's not Chulin. There is no regular Heter Achil that's Chal in the Behemoth Mukdashim. So Memela, when we compare Chulin to Kodshim, it can only be compared as far as the Maisa Shchita is concerned. Reb Shimon held that the existential character of these dinim has to do with the heter achilah. That you're going to compare to kachim? There is no comparison. Legabi the chalois of behem of mukdash and the behem of chulin. The only comparison, like we said, is with the ma'aser shchita. So Reb Shimon holds you can't compare. You have to compare to a place. We have a heter achilah tvoch tavuch v'hoch. If that's true, perhaps we could propose a tosefis legabi the theory that we just brought up. Dalet vehei. What is the din of Dal Vehe? The Mechayiv of Dal Vehe is Tvichu Mechiru. The Mechayiv is the fact that now you have a steak deed. The fact that you were able to sell it on the retail market and you benefited. The Gemara explains, Reb Chaim is Maruch on this in his Sefer Chedusha Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, that the reason why the Torah imposed an added Knas of Dal Vehe is because the Torah extended that over here there's an addition, there's a finality to the Maisa Gneva. A person not only stole something, but he then finished it off by shechting it. After you shechted it, you can't give it back. It's neshtana, it's not a behemoth anymore, it's a piece of meat. Being that, now, why the Torah only gave this knas when you finished off, when you were choysim, the gneva with a maisa tvicha and a maisa mechira, that's a gzeza kosu. But the fact of the matter is that the gedra adavru is, the reality of the din of dal vehei is that you did a maisa gneva. Not only did you steal it by taking it out of gunam mibes oish, you extended that by doing another maisa. Clearly, that din is totally in the definition of the maisa. In which case, the way we defined, Rebbe holds that any din which is totally in the maisa before neinu, shchita she'en eruya shmei shchita. Shchita is trefa, is a maisa shchita. Let's go to the flip side. What about Chumash Nishkutu Bazara? Perhaps we could say the Chumash Nishkutu Bazara, the Maisa Shchita, as we said, of Chulin and Kachem is the same Maisa Shchita. Where are you violating Kodesh by shechting a behema of Chulin by setting up a barbecue in the Azara? The Maisa Shchita, it's the same Maisa Shchita. The problem is that instead of turning something into a Kodesh, instead of turning it into a carbon, you're turning it into a barbecue. It's a violation of the chalois. It's a violation of the effect of what's created by the shchita. In that sense, the din of shchita she'ena ru'uya will not create a chumash nishkutu bazara, because that din is only when we're dealing with something that created a heter achila. You try to create a regular heter achila of a barbecue, we're going to ask you it by not, because you're violating the space of hegdish. That's not totally in the ma'aseh shchita. As far as the Maaseh Shchita is concerned, you're not violating anything. A Maaseh Shchita of Kodesh is a Maaseh Shchita of Chum. What you're violating is the effect, the chalois of korban by creating a chalois chulin, heter achila. What we do is, instead we asur it, chazal asur it, and they asur it with a chalois of an isur hano. So that's only when there's a heter achila, when there theoretically would have been a heter achila. Shchita shefa doesn't have a heter achila. So melo klape that. Shchita sheni ruya lav shmei shchita. This lechayra would not only be very exact in terms of the svaros that we define, but it would also give us a makar for the Rambam, because then the Rambam's coming, his pattern on Rebbe. He had a right to make his own hachro based on Rebbe's hachro, which is written in the Mishnayos in front of us, halacha lemaisa. So again, we're finishing off Perek Oisev Es Benoi with a Yisoid Echod Biodenu, that Oisev Es Benoi is not an outgrowth of the heter that's chal on the mother. So now there's an Isser chal on the behemoth. First of all, it's not an Isser in the behemoth. It's an Isser on the person who's shechting. It's not an Isser in the Vlad. We proved that also in previous Shurim by saying that the Isser of Oisev Es Benoi is not an Isser on the Vlad. It's an issue of doing one maisa shchita, so to speak, b'yoyim echod, of mother and daughter together. In that sense, of course, it wasn't b'shas when you shech the mother, it was heter gomer. Nothing was chal in the mother. When you shech the mother, you create that the other half of the duo, the maisa shchita, when you shech the vlad, will be a maisa shchita, which is in violation of the teres halacha. It's a din the maisa shchita. It's not a din in the heter achil. It's not an outgrowth of what's chal in the behema. It's a din in the act of shchita. Kisei Adam, we'll see in the next parak, has to do inherently, intrinsically with heter achilo. And that's why it goes together with the bracha of shchita. And the other sugyas of brachas, hefsik and brachas, because that all has to do with dinei achilo, it goes together. Mashen came, when we're talking about Oisev Es Benoi, Oisev Es Benoi is just an outgrowth of the Maaseh Shchita. It's an outgrowth of the Shchita, the mother and the Vlad together, and that's what it has to do with the Maaseh Shchita and not the Heter Achilo.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.